Chairman Brad Holton, I'm going to bring the meeting to order. Present is Commissioner Brooks. Commissioner Van Beek will be able to join us here in just a little bit. And we're at fiscal year 2027 budget workshops, and we're going to be doing juvenile detention. So with that, take it away, Sean.
Chairman, Commissioners, thank you for having me today. So our 27 request and budget, we'll just PowerPoint here. It'll kind of guide us through what we're going to go through. I kind of took a lot of the fluff out, so we're just going to get into kind of the main stuff.
We sincerely appreciate that.
There might be a little fluff in there. I'll try to minimize it.
Okay.
So the first thing we're going to get into are detention days. They did go down just a little bit. We were at 12,295 last year, this year is 11,190, so that did go down a little bit. Our average population went down from 33 to 31, and then our intakes went down from 680, so this is the lowest we've seen in the last 3 years,
to really?
605. Getting into the revenue side of things, so a lot of this will not change. We're hitting a lot of it except for our housing fees, and so I'll get into that when we get there. But so our revenues, we have the National School Breakfast and Lunch Program. So I have $25,000 in our breakfast, $35,000 in our lunch. It looks like we will hit those this year, so I'm not going to make any changes to those. Our juvenile detention clinician program continues. It's been going since 2009, and we get $103,000 in order to have our clinician in our facility, so that will stay the same. Where we are seeing a difference this year, and this is, again, something that I can't predict, is our housing fees. We had $500,000 is what we had in there. If we were going to, we're at like $180,000, so we would hit around $360,000 if it continued to be the same this year. And so I want to decrease that by $100,000 to $400,000. I just don't know what it's going to look like from year to year. As all I can do is go to the back 3 years, and that's how I came up with that number, the $500,000. And if I did that, we would probably be at $500,000 again, but I don't see us hitting that this year, and so I don't want to continue to stay up there if we're not going to hit that.
Would $450,000 be more close than $400,000?
So the halfway point for this year is, if it continues, will be around $360,000.
360, halfway.
That would be $140,000 short that we would run into.
Okay.
Now, there could be a bunch of counties that want to send us kids, and yeah, you know, and then it could come up. But that is something that I, you know, it just depends on how many kids we get from out of county.
Right.
So.
Okay.
Would you like me to move that up to 450, or?
What is the, does the comptroller believe in the lower number?
Chairman, Commissioners, I mean, it's kind of like I touched on what he did as well in my quarterly presentation, how the numbers were trending down, and then we actually had a conversation for a while in my office about it and the trends and the nature of it. And you know, unlike our adult partners, where we, you know, seem to have an overabundance of, you know, people from outside the county, the numbers seem to be just going down. And that, you know, much like the prior presentation, it's something that is entirely, you know, it's not the most predictable thing in nature. So I agree with the amount just being lower how it is, because it seems to be trending that way. And like you said, unless something, you know, out of our control happens, but
right,
I would say the more conservative number this year is probably the most appropriate.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Right, and then the CTEL, we're gonna leave that at 5,000. We're not gonna change anything on that.
Okay.
Getting into our A budget, our personnel budget. So we have, and these are the numbers that I have to put in, extended shift. So I'm not, there's no change in what I'm asking for. We're gonna leave the numbers the same. The reason for extended shift is because we are a 24/7 operation.
Right.
40 hours. So that's, that covers that portion. For overtime, there is no change for me. That is for mandatory training. And then I put in there 10,000 for actual overtime when we have low staffing, people are sick, those kind of things, and we need to have overtime. So that's what would cover that. For holiday pay, because we are 24/7, they work on the holidays. And so we have to have that extra money in there in order to cover that. And so there's no change from last year. And then my part-time, I did decrease that to 50,000, so I decreased it 11,500. We are using less part-time, and so I'm just decreasing it to see if that's about where we're going to be at.
Okay.
Part of the personnel budget is the new reclassification position. And so one of our goals that we have is retention. And it's very important, especially in a juvenile detention world, to keep the people. Once you've trained them and they have all the knowledge, it's really important to keep them. So the next two things I go through, we'll be talking about that. And so working with HR, we reevaluated the compensation of PCN number 1873. And it was determined that the current compensation no longer accurately reflected the scope of the position's experience, tenure, leadership, responsibilities, operational value, and overall contribution to Kenyon County Juvenile Detention. This person's been here for 27 years with Kenyon County, and all of that time has been in the juvenile detention facility. He's worked in every position within the department, giving him a unique understanding of the detention operations, court process, supervision, and juvenile services. He serves as a key operational leader, is regularly relied upon for staff guidance and mentorship, problem solving, crisis response, operational steadiness, and training and institutional knowledge. His experience helps maintain stability, efficiency, and safety within the facility. And this level of knowledge and experience would be extremely difficult and costly to replace if we were going to hire from outside. Retaining experienced leadership staff is critical right now, especially in the juvenile detention world and public safety positions where recruiting and retention continue to be a challenge. So this request recognizes both the longstanding dedication to Kenyon County and the operational value that he continues to provide to the department every day. And that's one of the memos that you have on your desk. The second request that I have is a recommendation to go to a juvenile detention officer 1, 2, and 3 style of structure. And the reason that we would like to do that is the current juvenile detention officer position is a single level classification. Staff responsibilities and operational demands have significantly increased. There is no meaningful growth opportunities unless the employee actually leaves the operation or they move into the supervisor position. And we need to keep juvenile detention officers, even if they don't want to move up into to be a supervisor. It creates stagnation and increases the risk of losing experienced staff. So my goal is to create the juvenile detention officers 1, 2, and 3 to establish a clear career progression path to support employee development and retention, to recognize experience, training, and increased responsibility, and then to strengthen those long-term operational stability. So the benefits, again, we hit on retention. Retains experienced and highly trained staff, reduces turnover and training costs. And one of the things we looked at is every time we do lose a position, it costs approximately $18,000 of onboarding. And that's also because they aren't ready until about 6 months into training to be on the floor by themselves. And so we have to put a lot of training into this. It provides employee with advancement opportunity without actually leaving that role. It encourages mentorship and leadership development, creates stronger consistency and accountability within the facility, supports training reinforcement for newer staff. It would reward professional growth and competency. It aligns compensation with responsibility and experience. And it would support a sustainable staff model for the future. So why it matters in juvenile detention, the officers are expected to make sound decisions in high-stress situations. They manage difficult youth behaviors. They demonstrate professionalism and emotional intelligence. They maintain safety, security, and operational consistency. So experienced officers are a critical asset to the facility and for the county. In industrial best practice, we found that multi-level operation were common in juvenile corrections, adult corrections, juvenile detentions, and public safety operations. And these models improve retention, professional development, operational continuity, and then leadership growth. So for this year, I sat down with Director Danner, and we kind of went over what kind of the budget, what would hit for this year, and it would be the $10,520.56 to implement something like this.
Do you have if you're starting this, do you have any projected out for the length of the end of 3 years, or did you do any calculations?
Out to 2 years. And right now we're really working on, it would be pretty close to 12,000 in the next year. But I have more conversations to have with the director and to figure out exact numbers and kind of what that would look for going forward.
Okay. Thank you.
So this would improve retention, strengthen operations, support employee development, recognize experienced leadership, and build a strong, long-working model for juvenile detention. And then we get into the B budget. So in the B budget, I will just hit things that have changed throughout the B budget. So we had $1,000 in UA, but Human Resource now takes that over, so we don't need it in our budget, so I'm just taking it out.
Okay.
Our miscellaneous professional service, I'm reducing that by $5,500. That money was in there for PREA, and we have to do PREA once every 3 years, and so we're taking that out. This is probably our biggest raise right here is our inmate medical services. So they increased by 10%, so that's an $18,000 increase on our end, and us and the adults. So that's just what we have. Service contracts, I reduced that by $13,000. This is where our fingerprint machine was in, and so their fingerprint machine lasts about 5 years is what they go for, so we won't need anything there for another 5 years. Our cell phone, I increased that by $3,400. I wanted to make sure that our FTOs and our administrative specialists and mental health clinician had phones because they communicate all the time.
So are you going through IT on the phones?
Yes. Everything, this is all through IT.
Okay, thank you. Just needed that on the record.
Okay. The next cost that you'll see is really for additional training and an added conference for us to go to this year. And so meals increased by 2,000 for that. Hotel increased by 1,500, airfare by 1,000. And then our education and training by 2,000. And again, all those are for some additional training, which is, again, part of retention is getting that training. And the more skilled people are, the better they'll be on the floor. So this next one is a new line item for us that I'm asking for. It's for employee wellness. And what I'm requesting is $2,500, and it's for weight-related equipment to supplement the gym, employee gym that we have in our facility. And this supports staff physical and mental wellness. The gym is also utilized by other county employees through a lunchtime lift class. And it also helps teach youth alternative healthy habits and lifestyles. So we use it for many different reasons. It's really important for us to keep our physical and mental well-being, and this is one of the best ways that we can do that. And so I would really like that new line item. And I will say, our gym, most of it is donated, but we need to fill in just the little
right.
pieces. And so,
this is just a fraction of what's actually there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Office supplies was I did increase that $3,500, and really for chairs and office furniture and some miscellaneous equipment for a new conference room that I've am looking to put in where our FTO room is. We don't have a conference room in our facility, and we really need one. And so that would cover just for the chairs and office furnitures and things like that in there.
Just a second. Do we know what the sheriff's going to do when they move? Is all of their furniture moving with them, or some of it going to be able to be?
Mr. Chair, no, just some of it will be gone, but some of their stuff, depending how good it is,
right?
We can go through it. I know like most of their conference tables and stuff are going to be going.
They are going?
Some of them will be going, and then some are... There's only like two big ones I think that are going over. Again, I haven't talked with Sean on this. I didn't add any other budget for that. I will take care of that in my budget.
Okay.
It's very minimal for what furniture and stuff that is. They have some old desk in there now, and they're way old. So.
Well, that just walking through there was like, even used over here would be upgrade. Fast upgrade over to Juvie. So,
if there is anything that's worth value, Commissioner, Mr. Chair, I will make sure they are repurposed to our county somewhere.
Okay, thank you. All right, Sean, I'm not wanting you to have new. I've walked through both facilities, and it's like some of that I know is not moving over to the new building, and so it wouldn't hurt my feelings to have it. So, you know what I'm saying. So, anyway.
I appreciate that. We have seconds all the time. We ask for whatever we can get. We try to save the taxpayers money. So our food budget increased by 3,000. There is they anticipate a 5% increase for the food costs. Our inmate supplies, we actually were able to decrease that by 2,000 because we are actually, we're obtaining better prices on the supplies, so
Wow. You're
able to find better pricing. We have a safety supplies, which is a new line item that I put in there. And the reason for that is I'm requesting $4,000. It's to purchase replacement smoke hoods. So our current smoke hoods expire at the end of this year, so I'm going to need to replace those with more smoke hoods. And then computer equipment, so I got up with IT on this, and we don't need anything for next fiscal year. So my request, you'll see in there, is for one computer and a TV monitor for the new conference room, which I went through IT for that. And then I keep 10,000 in there, and that is to replace any computers, any TV monitors, because we have monitors all over the place, and any electronic safety equipment throughout the facility is needed.
Okay.
And then our small office equipment is 1,000, and that's for miscellaneous equipment needed for the conference room. So in our B budget, our net difference is 20,900. All right, so our capital budget, so this is all of this. I've sat down with Director Britton and we've gone through everything. All this will be in, included in his budget. The first thing is the new camera system project. For safety, security, and liability reasons, I would like to get a new camera system. It may happen this year, so this may go away for next year, but I just wanted it in here just in case.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
I'm just going to throw this out there. We didn't spend $400,000 to pave a parking lot because we used contingency on the building across the street. We ought to just write the check and make this happen.
Well, I think this is a need, not a want. And I think Commissioner Van Beek and I got to sit through a inspection of the juvenile jail just within the last couple months. And they said this is the most efficient, this sounds funny, the cleanest smelling facility they go through in the whole state, which indicates the cleanliness of it and how well it's maintained. And I'm concerned about the cameras because I'm aware of some of the shortcomings of our existing system, especially compared to what now technology has, and we're way behind the curve, hasn't been replaced close over a decade. And so I would concur with Commissioner Brooks' feeling that we just need to get this done during this year.
Chairman, if I'm not mistaken, there was information provided from the facilities director, a memo that went out talking about the camera upgrades. We had property in Caldwell that we upgraded the camera system because there was an incident. I'd rather be proactive than reactive. So
especially when it's our kids. Absolutely. Yeah. Let's see if we can make that happen.
Commissioner, Chairman, Commissioners, I do know the Director of Facilities has also been in discussions with the Clerk's Office as well to try to, you know, figure out the feasibility and all that. So I know that he's waiting on a little bit more information before we kind of, I guess, provided a finalized opinion on that.
Okay, perfect. Appreciate it. Yes, Rick?
Mr. Chair, yeah, I reach out to the Clerk's Office. I have it up with legal right now. It's just, it's really close to the procurement threshold.
Okay.
So I'm working with legal. That should be hopefully in front of you guys within the next week.
Okay.
So I already kind of started the fall, but I figured I was just going to have a meeting with you and kind of talk through the details.
Excellent.
Where Sean was going to kind of talk about this today, so.
Okay. Well, that'd be wonderful, Sean, if that can get done during this budget year instead of.
Yes, very much.
Pulling it into forward. Okay, all right. The electronic locks is still a next year. I mean,
it is.
That's more complicated to get in.
So electronic locks, there's, and we're asking for 10 of those. And so our old facility is pneumatic locks. And so air compressor runs it. We have air compressor lines that go pretty much through the cement walls, and if those, they're brittle, and if they break, then that lock no longer works. That system is 35 years old, and so we're wanting to upgrade the electronic locks to electronic instead of the pneumatic.
And if PEX would have been available 35 years ago, you'd still be going, but not so. Okay.
The next thing we have is the gym shower wall removal and space reconfiguration. So what this is, when they built the facility, the room where the gym is was an overflow room. And they built, and so we, back in the day, I've been there that long, we did have kids in that overflow room because we were in the 80s. I do not see us ever hitting that again. Things have changed. And so that overflow room, what they made a pony wall. And behind the pony wall is a bathroom and showers. The bathroom has never worked. The showers, I'm not going to let anyone shower back there with only a pony wall. And so it's just wasted room back there. And so what I'm hoping to do is just take those walls out to be able to utilize the rest of that. Facilities would come in and they would put plugs over whatever they need to take care of. And he would said he would rather do that anyway to make sure the smell doesn't continue to come out of those drains. And anyway, so that's kind of what I'm asking for on that. And then our continued floor replacement project, it's been going on. This will be the third year for that floor replacement. It is working very well in our facility. It's a great floor. So this is just to pretty much finish off the rest of the facility. There might be little things here and there, but this is to finish that off. And then a commercial washer replacement. The washer we have right now is very finicky, and it likes to go out on us quite a bit. We did get it used 11 years ago, so it's actually 20 years old right now. We have the bearings that are going out, so they're recommending that we have to do bearings. It's got sensors going out, so we have to replace sensors, and it just continues. We only have one washer, and so I would like to be able to replace that washer to make sure clothes get cleaned.
So you're not going to try to refurbish this and then have two? You'll still just be utilizing one?
Limp it through.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
And then PolySeal shower project, it's for our missions area. It's 26 years old. We did our other showers the last 2 years. That's the last shower that we need to have coated, and really just to improve it. There's cracks and things like that that need to be covered up, and it needs to be redone. And so that's what that one's for. And that is all I have.
Wow. Any comments from Clerk?
Chairman, Commissioners, none from me, staff. None from us.
Right. Chairman, I guess I have a question for the Facilities Director. And Rick, thanks for the work that you do. Lots of expertise and lots of trades. What's the maintenance schedule, or what, do you have anything that you see that would be on that schedule coming up? I know we had a couple of train units that had to be replaced on different buildings, but I guess I'm just curious, Chairman, if Rick has any input. This is an old facility.
Mr. Chair, Commissioner Van Beek, yeah. The items that Sean and I have kind of went through, and I do this with everybody, go through all their whole facility, older facility. There's a few items inside that we have been working on to upgrade. There is some stuff when I present. There's a couple more items I will have for detention center, but that will be during my presentation. When you're talking about a couple units on the roof for HVAC, there's a small section of roof that I need to look at repairing. It's got holes in it. It's 30 years old. It's as old as a building. For detention center, that's all I can see right now. I mean, again, we thoroughly go through everything. I think everything he has on his list meets the need to replace now. When I present mine, I will present you guys with the 5-year CIP plan as well.
Awesome.
Just items that are coming up just for capital improvement stuff in the next 5 years that we're going to have to fix. So
yeah, that's a great plan. And then can I ask a follow-up question, Chairman?
Yes.
On the space that will be increased by removing that pony wall, are you taking the plumbing out? You're just taking the walls out? I heard that you were covering the drains. What's your plan, Rick?
Yeah, Mr. Chair, Commissioner Van Beek again. Turn out that pony wall again. That pony wall is only 4 foot tall. I mean, it expands. It's probably 5 or 6 feet deep by 25, 30 feet long. So it really could expand their gym and add equipment in there. We always have problems with the drains because the drains aren't being used, because the toilets aren't being used, so the trap primers aren't being used. The drains dry out, they smell, they have sewer smell. So what I would like to do is, once we tear out that wall, tear out all the utilities, cap the plumbing, and then we'll put plugs in the floor for the drains so they're always there if we ever need to do something in the long run. But I would like to do some kind of rubber flooring, maybe in that section down the road for the gym itself, and kind of cover those drains, and that way there's no, say, dips or ankle twisters or anything in there. But yeah, I'm going to pretty much gut it.
Okay, nice. And then that cost for reconfiguration will be in your budget or Sean's budget, your budget?
So, Mr. Chair, Commissioner Van Beek, all the stuff that he went through on the Capitol is all in my budget.
Okay, thanks, Rick. And that's where we want it, so I appreciate that.
All right, good presentation. Any other questions or comments from the commission? All right.
Don't think so. This is another really challenging. It's nice that the retention factor with Sean being the successor for the person before you. And it sounds like you're able to work cohesively in there with your team and keep people on board. So that's appreciated. I think it's worth saying, even though I've said it before, but a lot of the kids that come and stay at the juvenile detention facility consider this to be a home that they really didn't have. And if I understood it correctly, you get wedding invitations, you get just comments about the kind of care that they received while they were in a detention facility trying to make their way, most often through difficult family circumstances, and just get a fresh start. So I appreciate the care. I'm glad we were able to provide some counseling and some updated things. Kudos to Sue Britton, who's over there with her sunshine self. I couldn't work in an environment without a window, but you have people that are dedicated to a really altruistic cause in improving the quality of life for Canyon County, and it's through the up-and-coming generation that needs a lot of guidance, and sometimes that's just not available at the home. So you have really good people serving just giving their time and that kind of care. It's hard to find. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
I do too. If there's no other comments, can we take this under advisement and we'll adjourn for another 5 minutes?
Yes. Yep. Thank you.
Thank you for your presentation.
Thank you.
Thank you.